And joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome Timothy Fiore. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, and the April Manufacturing ISM report on business is out at 57.3. Tim, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sinclair. Good to be here.
57.3, that's down 2 percentage points from the March reading of 59.3. Any reading above 50, we're still seeing some growth going on, though.
It's actually a very good reading, and the reason is that demand still remains very high. So we're 61.2 for the month. We've had 12 straight months of over 60, which is really good. Although this is the fifth month of slight declines, overall demand, plus the customer inventory activity where we gained slightly on that but not appreciably, supported by the fact that backlog grew to its highest level since May of 2004, indicates to me that overall demand is doing very well, and if that's doing very well, then everything else has to kind of catch up.
Yeah, backlog of orders up 2.2 percentage points, production down just a little bit, 3.8 at 57.2, coming off a very high level at 61. It looks as if maybe the supply chain is starting to tighten.
Well, yes. I think it's a combination of labor first and then material second. So we may not have seen the worst of the material issues yet, but the production number did drop 3.8 points. Employment dropped 3.1 points compared to last month, both expanding but contracting from last month. A lot of indications, a lot of comments from the community about lack of available people, lack of qualified skills, issues in the supply base regarding their labor forces. And I think ultimately what happened here is that the inability to expand appropriately on the employment side is what has held the production number back primarily.
The employment number down 3.1 percentage points, it sounds as if a lot of companies would like to hire people, but they're having a hard time with it.
Well, those are the comments that we were getting, in addition to quite a few comments about not being able to replace retirement people. And there are some indications now that there's turnover is increasing also. So interesting point here is that our semi-annual comes out on Monday. We'll have more information in there about what's going on in the labor market. But I think the labor market is our primary constraint here to production output, which is our primary constraint really to growing the PMI again.
Any estimates of what we're looking at for this Friday's non-farm payroll report?
Well, you know, I think they're going to reflect the same problems that we're having here, and that is that although there's a desire to expand faster, there isn't enough people to do that. You know, we've taken a pretty good hit here at 3.1. And, you know, the other factor that came into our constraint on production output side was really the input from the supplier delivery standpoint. We worsened deliveries, which meant we gained a half a point, but the inventory account contracted almost 2.6 points. As we predicted last month, that was likely due to transportation issues, tariff-related impacts, supplier labor issues, and lead time extensions. All of them weighed very heavily on our inventory account.
And prices still right up there at 79.3, increasing 1.2 percentage points. It sounds like inflation.
A lot of earnings calls are occurring in the last several weeks, and a lot of people are stating that they're fighting headwinds on input costs, and they're hoping to pass it on to the eventual consumer, but they don't sound overly confident. So the second half of the year will be interesting from the standpoint of do we see margin compression or do we see prices being passed through? And, you know, when that happens, it's pretty much inflation, I would say. But price pressures have been really strong. 17 of 18 segments reported prices up. We've had 4 consecutive index highs in a row. 10 straight months of over 60. Actually, we've been averaging 70 points. This is the highest index in the price side that we've had since April of 2011. I believe it's the strongest sustained run-up in prices since the pre-recession period. And what's happened is that the sellers to our business survey committee clearly have the price leverage.
Yeah. The April PMI registering 57.3, that's down 2 percentage points from March at 59.3. Joining us with analysis of the April manufacturing ISM report, Timothy Fiore. Tim, great information as always, and we thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Claire. Great to be here.